That's Oasis and the Master Plan. BBC Radio 1.
Have you heard that song before, Dave? Have you ever heard that? It's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. Very good. Right, it's 9:05, almost 6 minutes past nine, everybody. Time fans.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Today with Noel Gallagher.
Yeah! There's your jingle.
International Radio 1.
There's your jingle, Noel Gallagher.
Everybody's got to have one.
Yeah. Here we go.
Particularly on Radio 1.
Here comes the level dropping down. Here comes Mr. Happy. By the way, if everyone wants to, if you want to watch the interview with Noel and see the lovely cardigan, then go to the website and watch live. Tell me the history of that cardigan there, Noel.
I bought it on Marylebone High Street from a shop called Matches about 3 weeks ago.
Nice. Right. So a new addition to the wardrobe.
Is that a new favourite?
It is a new addition. It probably cost more than every item of clothing in this room.
I like
combined.
It.
Combined.
Yeah. Like,
well,
yeah, can't
it's
argue.
It's one for the ladies. My missus likes it and Rachel likes it, so that's enough for me.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, we can't really argue.
Not with our freebie T-shirts.
I will point out you're wearing a T-shirt that says Egypt.
I am.
Yeah. And you've had the audacity to mention my cardigan. My very expensive cardigan, I might
say. Well, this could have been a very expensive Egypt T-shirt.
But it isn't, though, is it?
No. It was sent in.
It was given to you by an idiot.
And you know, the only reason I ever wore it, it was sitting on my desk, it had been sent in, like a lot of stuff gets sent in. The only reason I ever wore it was I turned up to work one day in exactly the same T-shirt as Dave. So I'm like, right, I'm not having that. We've got to get changed.
Change.
What did the T-shirt look like?
It looked a bit like this, actually.
Right, do you know where the Long Island Jets are?
No, but it's a Jake's T-shirt, you see, it's a retro thing.
No such thing. No such thing as retro. No, I don't think they exist either.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm very well.
You look very well. Oh,
thank you very much.
Life is good?
Life couldn't be any better at the minute. Well, saying that, I put me back out last night.
Mm.
It's got to see me thingy.
It doesn't last long, the happiness in the Gallagher household, does it?
Oh, I slept in a dodgy bed in Birmingham.
Well,
I think that's what it is.
You should have stayed in a hotel like the rest of the
I did stay in a hotel. It's one of those hotels where the rooms are named after a bottle of wine.
Oh, yes.
Right. You know, so when you're getting around and in the bar, can you put that on Chateau Neuf de Paris?
Can you put that on Lamborghini, please?
You can never say it at, 10 to 6 in the morning, can you? Yeah. It's easier to say, can you put that on 154?
Yeah.
What room number is it? It's Blue Nun.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Leifra Milch, please.
We are hearing lots of very good things on the text every day for the last few weeks from people saying they are loving the tour.
Yeah, it's been brilliant.
In all honesty, there's been literally the theme of the text messages from the last 2 weeks has been people going to see Take That or people going to see Oasis.
Take That are absolutely smashing it.
I know.
Don't they have an elephant on stage?
Their show was unbelievable. It was you would have been, honestly, you would have loved it. I can't tell you. It was just
I can
a spectacle.
See that you're very excited.
No,
about
as
it.
A spectacle, honestly.
I'm sure everybody
would have appreciated it. It was amazing.
I'm sure.
But see, Noel, the businessman that he is, would have been sitting there watching and going,
I'm not a businessman.
That's half the money of the tour. Gone on them bloody jugglers there. Tell you that right now. Tell you what, you want a trapeze in there. I'll tell you what, that's the you're down 20 grand.
Couldn't happen to a bunch of nicer lads.
Absolutely.
It?
Well, they are, you know.
Top fellas.
Mm. Anyway, so they're out. You're in Wembley. Three nights coming up. When's the last time you played Wembley Stadium?
Just the week before it got bulldozed. We were the last British band ever to play there.
We were there, weren't we?
Yeah.
Was it 2000?
I think we were supposed to
God, yeah.
I was supposed to be the last ever band to play then. Bon Jovi kind of tainted it for us.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen.
Was that the one that Familiar to Millions was from?
Yes. That god-awful live album. Yes.
Oh, do you not like that album?
No, I think it's atrocious.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I love that album.
Yes, well, I rest my case.
What? No. Hey, I love that album. It's great.
No, well, if you're involved around the circumstances of actually trying to make that album, it was not a very happy time.
Well, listen, let me tell you, it's great.
I heard it.
I wasn't involved in the making of that, and it's fine.
I heard it in a shop in Japan recently, and it didn't sound too good to me.
Do you know what? You're wrong.
Okay, well,
it's great.
I have to say, you know.
With respect. You're wrong.
Oh, it's just
great.
My opinion. It's just my opinion.
No, I think it's great. Now, was that also the gig on the telly?
Yeah.
Was that on Sky?
Well, the gig on the telly wasn't the album.
Right.
Because the gig on the telly was quite momentous, wasn't it? For the reason that Liam had been up with one of Steps all night, drinking...
H.
Strong... drinking strong Belgian lager. Yeah.
See, that was a great time.
That was one of the longest gigs in history. It was about 4.5 hours long. I could not wait to get off stage that night.
I think we went to the other night. I don't know, did he do two nights there? I don't know.
We done two nights, and the first night was the run through for the live broadcast. The second night,
right?
So he didn't go home the first night.
It happens.
It's all right if you're hanging out with Bobby Gillespie, I suppose. But it's like, where have you been then? I've been out with Mel B. Right.
I would imagine a night out with Mel B could be quite fun.
Right, so what have you been doing? Muller Light.
Three nights then. It's massive, three nights at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, have you been? Well, obviously you've been for a gig. I've never been to a gig there, yeah, but apparently it's a brilliant place for a gig, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. Well, you've been to the new Wembley
We only went to do the press conference for the shows.
You've not been to a game yet?
No, I've not been to see England yet.
It's really good. I tell you what, Wembley Stadium is really smart now.
Well, I went and stood on the pitch for the press conference thing, and it's quite small, but it's quite tall when you get there.
Yeah,
and
no,
it should be an amazing sounding thing tonight.
And it's just when you're there. They put down one side of Wembley where the bar and stuff are. They've put just the entire wall is just glass, and you just look out across. I said to Dave the other week when we were there, there's not much to see in that particular area, pocket of London, but it looks wicked because you can just see out all across London.
I mean, it should do for the money, the cost.
Yeah, and you know what?
For the time it took.
And for what it is, for the national stadium that it is, it looks like it's impressive.
Yeah, I've not had a chance to have a walk around it, but I've been on the pitch in there. But.
Yeah, the sound should be better than the old one anyway.
Well, apparently, if it's tall and short, it should be better. Because, the old Wembley was really wide.
You lose a lot of it, don't you?
Yeah, it's really, really wide and decrepit and old. But it was nice to play there. It'd be great to play here as well, though. But going back to the point of the whole tour, I think it must be great for the kids to see Kasabian and the Enemy and us all in one night. Mm.
That's a great lineup.
I've never been on the bill like that, I don't think, going around the country.
Take that, had Gary Go.
Who?
Gary Go.
And Lady Gaga.
Where, when she turned up?
Yeah, playing the piano with her foot at Wembley. It was very odd.
I don't mind Lady Gaga.
Do you know what? She was amazing, but equally...
She has the bra with the things for her.
Pretty much, she's like Madonna.
She's good, isn't she?
She's
brilliant. She's talented.
But equally, absolutely crackers.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
Seriously,
well,
bonkers.
The name says it all, doesn't it?
When she was bent over, playing, she's in, like, fishnet stockings with her bum cheeks hanging out. And to be fair, she's tidy. She looks... Even Rachel's going, she's got a nice bottom. She's bent over with her arse in the air, playing the piano, singing a song called Brown Eye. And me and Dave are going, this is just too much.
It wasn't called that.
It was. She was saying, my brown eyes, my brown eyes. And she's pointing at her...
See your brown eyes, love. Eyes.
Pointing at her buttocks.
No, she was. She has got a great voice. She's got a great set of pipes on her. But anyway, I'm looking forward. I can't wait for tonight.
It's gonna be good.
I haven't been to an Oasis gig for ages.
When was the last time you seen us?
Roundhouse for
Proms. Electric
the
Proms.
Proms. Yeah, Proms. The Electric Proms.
Well, that was the last time we played in London.
Well, there you go. What can I tell you? I'm loyal.
Yeah, last time.
You know, you don't listen to the show every day, but I go to all the London gigs.
I don't. But I'll be listening to it tomorrow.
Sure. Noel is convinced that obviously Rachel and Dave and Dominic and Carrie will be ruined.
You're all going to be smashed.
I'll be fine.
Anything you want?
No, I'll be great.
You won't. I think there'll be a lot of music played tomorrow somehow.
I agree with you on that front. I'll tell you what, after the show today, I might record the first half hour of tomorrow's show.
The thing is, traditionally, us and Oasis gigs don't normally end up in sober shows the next day.
I just do what I done, which we were saying before. It's over a year ago I was in here drunk. And,
you weren't drunk, you were just very tired.
No, you just seem very happy to me.
Yeah. But stay out. Stay out.
See, it doesn't work.
No,
it does.
Look how great that show was.
You were on very good form.
I mean, not that I can remember
you know
any of it, but...
I was about to say, that's the only downside, is that you don't remember it. It was hilarious. You should listen back to it, you'd probably enjoy it. No, but I listened to an interview with somebody else. Oh. Noel came on the show, he'd been out the night before... With the Britain's number two tickets out.
The second biggest ticket out, officially. Still, the second biggest ticket out in England.
You can't beat that. No. And basically, I think he'd had an hour's sleep.
He's only number two, but I think I may have told you that day that the number one ticket out is in Nick.
I don't think he did
and
say
still,
that.
And still doing the business?
Yeah, but he's still got a lot of tickets.
Yeah, but from tours from about 4 years ago. Yeah. He's still knocking it, trying to knock out Michael Jackson tickets to the fellas in jail.
E17 and Steppenwolf. I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
No, I'm looking...
Oh, that's a lineup.
Yeah. How about that on the same bill?
I'm very much looking forward to it. I What do you start with?
We start with Rock and Roll Star.
Oh!
And we finish with I Am the Walrus.
Oh! Coo-coo-ca-choo!
And it's 20 songs in between. And it's a different set from the last time you came to see us.
Well, I should hope so.
We've ditched off three songs and put another three in. And
so what have you ditched? What have you dropped?
We've dropped The Meaning of Soul.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We've dropped Ain't Got Nothing on Me.
Right.
Yeah, off a new album. Yeah, and we've dropped...
Drop that. Brilliant. So it's going to be an amazing show.
I don't know what we dropped another one that wasn't mine.
And do you have your little moment in tonight's show?
I've got some big moments. Some might say the biggest moments.
Oh, really?
Some might say the biggest moments.
Some might I'll leave it for you to discuss in a drunken manner tomorrow morning, but some might say that, you know.
Some might say that.
Kind of bring it down a bit before it goes back up again, you know.
Right, I'm going to do a take that madly. Here we go.
On a unicycle.
I tell you what. That would be impressive. Take that or learn to ride unicycles for this circus tour. And
that is mental.
But they genuinely did. So
except Gary.
Whatever. Gary, who then comes on like a little clown's bike afterwards, waving.
Gary actually has to sing, though, doesn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they all sing. The sound is great. They did it all right. But, yeah, if you can come on tonight on a unicycle.
No, we actually go out of our way not to put a show on.
To stand as still as possible.
Liam said the other night to... and we were playing the Ricoh Stadium in Coventry.
Right.
I found this hilarious, but quite undignified. I was quite angry about it later. In the middle of the shock of the lightning, where it goes down to the bass drum bit, it's like 50,000 people put their hands in the air. And he starts shouting at them to stop clapping. Put your hands down, you're at a rock and roll concert. And he said, not something else. And I was thinking, that's nice. You pay 70 quid for a ticket to be told what to do by the singer. Stop enjoying yourself. No clapping in between these songs.
How are the Enemy doing the Ricoh? That must have been amazing for them.
That was great. It was like it was their gig.
Yeah. I bet no one can see them. Because they're only 3 foot tall anyway. Yeah. And then if you're kind of in the middle of the crowd, that's it.
They're quite shy lads as well.
They're nice lads, though, aren't they?
He's got some voice on him, Tom.
Yeah, yes, really good voice.
But Kasabian have been going down just amazing.
I bet.
Amazing. They're, if they're not doing stadiums next time out, somebody will have messed up there.
Yep.
I could have swore at that point there, Rachel, but I didn't.
Thank you, Noel. I'm glad you didn't.
I love the relationship between Rachel and Noel.
Me and Rachel have got a professional relationship. We've done, which is widely regarded as one of the best shows on Radio 1.
Ever. Yeah.
I tell you what, this. Like, I don't.
But you're like a married couple because you finish each other's sentences for each other.
Noel's acting like your agent. I've got to say, yeah.
Tell him, Rachel, will you tell him?
Noel thinks.
Do you know what? This tour is brilliant. And I was saying the other night, I think it's the best tour we've ever done. Didn't I, Rachel, didn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
you did.
It's the best tour he's ever done, yeah. Didn't I, Roy? Didn't I? But well, look, I'll hang around. Let's play a couple of songs and then we'll chat more about the world and your views on everything.
Thank you very much. So that's me or Rachel?
What?
To you, that
to
one
me.
Was, yeah.
To you, Roy.
To me, to you.
Right, we'll be back in a minute after this record, won't we, Roy? Yes, we'll be back in a minute. Rachel!
Coming up today on Radio 1...
I'll tell you.
..is Joe at 10...
Joe
at 10 o'clock. Edith Bowman at 1,
She's
getting ready for tea in the park.
Joe Wiley's got the Minkley Boy doing games.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Edith Sweet getting ready for tea in the park.
Scott at 4.
Scott Mills has got your chance to win a hat.
Edith has got some gig going on here, hasn't she? She's never in here. She's always at festivals, isn't she? Yeah. Sitting on a bale of hay, isn't she? saying the word... Have you noticed how many times she says the word amazing in 1 minute? Count them. At Glastonbury, it was ludicrous.
I would notice that.
It's ludicrous.
Amazing.
It is truly amazing.
I tell you what, here's another game for you, which you can play in a few weeks when Strictly Come Dancing starts, which is Sophie likes it. You have to repeat Tess Daly and say out loud every time she says couples.
Or judges.
Judges.
Tonight, all our couples are standing backstage.
Let's ask the judges.
Anyway, we done?
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Green Day and 21 Guns on BBC Radio 1. It's 9:28. Noel Gallagher is here.
Hello.
Woo, whoop, whoop.
Stop clapping.
Just me. Did you enjoy the tennis?
Yeah, the final was a bit... But you kind of, come on, get on with it. You know what I mean? One of you win, for crying out
went
loud.
Went on a bit, didn't it?
I did like Andy Murray's the night game. They should close that roof all the time and have it at night. It's great. Well, see, my Sarah, she's Scottish, so...
Give over!
Yeah, she was kind of... You know, she went through that whole week saying he's not British.
With a name like he's McDonald, Scottish. She's Scottish.
She is Scottish.
Does she...
She made a good point, actually, that right up until the point he got beat... He was British, and then the next morning he was the young Scot. The young Scot blew it last night.
They always said that, though, didn't they? Yeah. They said all the way through, as soon as he gets beaten, he'll become Scottish again.
Yeah, but no, I did watch it. It was good. I like the time. I like just having it on in the background. It's
therapeutic.
The world is a better place when there's that noise, particularly when the cricket's on as well. I like watching the cricket in case anything happens. Oh, we're back here to the Ashes, and no, yes, something's happened. No, it hasn't. No, nothing's happened. Man with a pint of beer there.
We got a great game to play with you later, which is called... Can I say what it's called
now? Yeah.
It's called the Noel... See if you can work out what this is based on.
Right.
It's called the Noel Gallagher Memory Game.
Okay, I could probably bet something to do with what happened a year ago in this very studio.
Could well be. Yeah.
It was a year, I can't believe it was almost a year ago that Noel came into the show and he has absolutely, to this day, no recollection of the interview. What?
Imagine if we'd found some highlights of said interview and then done a multiple choice quiz as to what you actually said.
Yeah.
Do you remember the cake I made for you, Noel?
No.
I didn't think you would.
What was it? What was it in aid of? Was it just...
It was just
a gesture of love.
Yeah. Was it a cake? Was it a Noel
cake? It was Noel. It is online. I'll find the no. Maybe I won't show you the picture.
Hoop dog, try and find the picture of Rachel's Noel cake. It'll be in a picture gallery from last year.
What did I do with it?
I don't know.
I didn't eat it, did I?
No.
Do you know it would have tasted nice? I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Did he take it with him?
Yeah, he did.
Did I?
Because normally what happens is the guests go...
I know, I was quite surprised.
Guests go, oh, thanks for that, cheers, they've got me on cake. And then at the end of the interview, they go, love to meet you all, bye. And they leave, and Rachel goes, they left their cake!
No, followed by, excellent, let's eat it.
And then we eat it.
But I took mine.
Apparently, yeah.
I think brilliant. So.
Ask the missus, maybe she had some cake.
Well, you know, she can get a bit. If you leave the cake...
She'll eat it.
Well, no, she'll phone me up later and say, what have you done with the cake? Wouldn't you?
That's really annoying when... Mally does that. I go home, I've made a really nice cake, I've got something, and he eats it all.
Hey, I found some of our wedding cake that you made in the freezer the other day.
You did not?
Yeah. Is it okay to freeze sponge?
Are you two married?
No, but...
Oh, sorry.
Rachel made my wedding cake for me and the wife, number two, right?
The second wife?
Yeah.
Right.
And so I found it in the freezer the other day.
Yeah, Jane put it in the freezer. You see, the thing is, I make these
cakes. You got married a year ago.
I know.
Can't put a cake? No, you can't put cake in.
Can you not?
No, I wouldn't eat it now.
So shall I get rid? Because to be honest with you, it's taken up a lot of room.
How much cake have you got in the freezer?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because, no, what I do is I make cakes of people's faces, and you'll see.
And she did one for me, one for Jane, and one for our little girl, Nicole. So there's three little cakes.
And Jane didn't want to eat Nicole, so she said she was putting her in the freezer.
Yeah.
Can I just remind everybody, we're actually on the air right now. We're the only thing on Radio 1 right now.
We should do the news as well.
I think it's a very good idea. So let's do the news.
That was the news, wasn't it?
No, well...
Dave still has cake in freezer.
Apparently there is still other stuff going on in the world. Yeah. I don't know if it's as big as that. I can't believe that Jane put your wedding cake in the freezer a year ago, and you want to know, will it be all right?
No, it's not all right.
But
no.
You've moved house as well.
I know, it's even in a different freezer.
She brought it in the move!
She transferred it in a cold bag.
What?
Yeah, you know, with those little freezer things that you take... Anyway, this is by the by. We should talk about this.
At some point, someone's gone, but we're going to need this cake, Dave. No, I'll bring it anyway.
Yeah.
Just in case.
You threw out a load of clothes. How many bags of clothes did you throw away?
Six.
But you kept the frozen wedding cake.
Yeah, and we transferred fish fingers to the new house.
I don't know about that.
Who's that, your cat?
Yeah, little cat. We've had it for years.
Yeah, normally it leaves them behind at the old house.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
If you want to watch, there's half an hour left of the show. You can go online and watch, by the way. Just go to a computer, put in www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And then click on Watch Moyles Live or something like that, and you can watch the show this morning. Hi there, viewers. Hi, how are you? Hi there.
This is quite disconcerting with all those messages coming in on this thing, isn't it?
We only print the good ones, over, you know. So anyone that slags us off, we don't print them.
I was just thinking, imagine being here. This is appalling. This is dreadful radio.
No, we edit all them out. We just put the good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Why put the bad stuff on? You know. Anyway, look, let's get the news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:33.
There are new claims of celebrity today. It's now 9:36.
Oh, right. It's, thank you, Dominic.
Yep.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. We love you. That.
We're just having an off-air conversation.
Okay.
Noel was just praising us on the BBC coverage of Glastonbury.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
Really?
No, it is good, though.
Yeah. He said it was...
He was talking about some of the seminal moments which he's enjoyed over the years.
Yeah. Which words did Noel use to describe those moments?
But they're all seminal moments, isn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
According to Joe Wiley. I've just seen a goat standing on three of its legs with one cocked in the air. They're calling it art. I call it the seminal Glastonbury moment. Back to you. Who are you with, Zane? I'm with a band I've never heard of. How's it going, mate? That's amazing. How's your gig? Amazing. What are you going to do now? Just something amazing. Okay, back to you, Joe. I'm at the toilets. Somebody's balanced a small poo on a boiled egg. I think they're calling it art. Back to you, Fern. How are you? It's amazing. Everything is amazing. How's the sun? It's absolutely amazing.
We went a few years ago.
We just love a band to turn up and say, "How was your gig?" It's rubbish, actually.
Well, that was pretty much.
How the crowd? They didn't really like
average.
It.
Average.
They didn't really like it. I wish we'd never come.
What a long way for nothing.
I didn't like it when I went. I've got to be honest. I didn't really feel the Glastonbury vibe. I've got to be honest.
You don't look like a Glastonbury punter to me.
Do you know what? I'm not. No. And the thing is, it's just I can't moan about it without just sounding like an old man. It's too big. It takes you an hour and a half to go anywhere.
Don't be ashamed about it. People don't like being in people like concrete and stuff like that. You know, I'm kind of in the middle. I don't mind it, but it's not something.
I don't mind a field, but it's just because it was so muddy the year I went.
You went the worst year that I've been for a very long time, when it's just so muddy. People were canoeing down the little.
I tell you what, it was
of mud.
That was a seminal glass of right there.
I wanted to go see. This is how rock and roll I am. I really wanted to go see Chaz and Dave.
Yeah.
I remember saying, I want to go see Chaz and Dave. And let's say it's 2:15, and they're on at 3. And Rachel goes, oh, you've missed it now. And I'm like, no, they're not until 3:00. She went, yeah, but they're on top field or over the corner.
Yeah,
she goes, it'll take you an hour to get up there.
There's a top field.
Really? She goes, yeah.
It's a top field in every county in England.
There is top field. But anyway, thank you, Dominic and Carrie.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go, babe. Right, a couple of things to talk about before we play record and then we'll get into the game is, I believe we have a photo of your cake.
Oh.
Which we'll be able to put up on the screen.
It'll be on the console soon.
There it is! What? That is your cake!
I have. That looks like a 1970s American detective. Then there's like something out of Starsky and Hutch, doesn't it? But
sure.
I've got to say, Noel with his cake.
For those that didn't be able to work out the picture.
It's Noel holding his cake, laughing.
Yeah.
You look so happy, Noel, when I do that.
That's what I'm like when I'm drunk.
Yeah, but I'm about to say, Rachel, he's not happy because of the cake. He's drunk. Yeah.
I thought you were genuinely happy.
If you'd have given him a pigeon, a packet of Maltesers, a lamppost, or some dungarees and
that. That looks like something out of Ocean's 13.
Have you seen, though, Noel, the way that she's very carefully done the eyebrows with half a flake broken in two? Look, just above your glasses, she's taken a flake and
I like my little pink lips as well.
Well, I'm not very good at the mouths.
And my ginger hair.
You've got chocolate hair.
Oh, brilliant.
What is the hair made out of, Rachel?
Butter icing.
Butter icing.
I actually don't remember eating that, but I could still have the glasses.
Well, yeah. I think they were your sonnies, weren't they?
Yeah.
I think I may have put the glasses in the freezer.
Oh, man.
It's in our freezer along with our wedding cake.
Anyway, so that's the cake business done. And then the second, sorry, but it has come round again, Noel. It's the annual me asking you out for a drink and you turning me down moment. So,
You always ask me, it's getting quite silly, isn't it?
But yeah.
Coming out for a drink. I can't tonight, mate. I'm washing my hair.
I know, but it's
still like the way you're not taking the hint, though.
No, I know, and I'll keep pushing.
And you will get that drink, won't you?
Yeah, and I will. I will win.
We will say those words.
two pints of Guinness, stick it on a Chateau Neuf de Pop.
There you go. I even invited Noel to my birthday drinks this year. And he did reply with a lovely text saying, thanks for the invite, and unsurprisingly...
I'd rather bore my head.
Somewhat predictably, I've got other things going on.
But it's not
tonight.
But it's not that you don't want to go for a drink.
No. So I genuinely... I'm a weekend boozer. I don't do it during the week.
All right, well...
And it's usually 5 o'clock when kids need feeding and all that.
Well, we'll go at 5 past 5.
You know, as an excuse.
I'm sorry, because I can't come out now. I'm feeding the children. It's 9:30. Yeah, they're up very late. Right, so we have this game to play. We'll play a couple of songs, and then we'll play the Noel Gallagher memory game.
It's not a great title, is it? I couldn't think of anything better, though.
I can't wait to get into this. I really can't. So we'll play a couple of tracks. And do you know what? We'll play one track or two tracks. Now, which one would you like to hear, Noel? You can either hear Metro Station or you can hear David Guetta.
I'd rather, to be quite honest, I don't know, bang an ashtray on me head and listen to that.
The David Guetta track's good.
What is it?
It sounds a little bit like the beginning of Clocks by Coldplay, and it's got Kelly Rowland singing on it.
No chance, never. What's the other one sound like?
Metro Station.
Is that like a Euro pop nonsense?
Girls Aloud?
No. I don't mind Girls Aloud. Kimberly's my favourite. Who's your favourite?
I don't have a favourite. I like them all equally, no.
That's impossible.
All of them equally.
All of them equally.
Yeah. What, even the Scouser?
All of them equally.
Right!
Hey, she's an Evertonian, though.
Not nice, Kimberly, awesome.
Here we go! It's Girls Aloud on Big 1FM from the BBC of the Promise. Right, it's 9:46. Dave, have I got jingles for this?
No.
Okay, brilliant.
I tell you what you have got, though. You've got some tension music. You know, unnecessary tension music to make it sound dramatic.
Okay. Do you want to introduce the game? I'll give you a bit of echo.
Yes. It is now time on BBC Radio 1 to play the Noel Gallagher memory game.
Oh, that's tense, right?
Duncan Middleton music.
What?
I know, sorry. That's a reference from Greg's show.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Duncan Middleton, Duncan.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Okay. So, let's play the Noel Gallagher memory game.
I swear these now, then, yeah?
Yeah, you will do.
Yeah. Our first contestant is Mr. Noel Gallagher.
Good evening.
How are you today?
Sensational.
Good. Are you doing anything later? What's wrong with you? The headphones distracting you or what?
Yeah, I don't like headphones. I'll be doing a rock and roll concert at Wembley Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. Who are you supporting?
We're supporting the Teenage Cancer Trust.
Oh,
and back the bid.
Very good. There's your answer.
All right, let's play the Noel Gallagher memory game. Noel, when you were last on the show in the studio with us, you talked about the time you did your own radio show that was produced by our very own Rachel.
The best radio show ever on Radio 1.
But which one of the following words did you use to describe Rachel? Bearing in mind, this is when you were drunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it A, annoying, B, quite average really, or C, brilliant?
I'm going to go with... And I don't mean this personally, but I'm going to go with B.
Quite average, really. Let's find out if you're right.
Is that your last answer?
No. I think I may, actually, on reflection, have said brilliant.
Where is it, Rachel?
Let's find out.
I've lost a page now. Just tell me which one it is. 5. Okay, right.
When I done my own radio, Rachel was brilliant.
There you go.
There you go.
So, 1 out of 1.
Yeah.
Let's just hear that slurf one more time.
When I done my own radio.
When I done my own brilliant radio show. Brilliant, by the way.
Question number 2. You're on the show to give us the world-exclusive first play of the single The Shock of the Lightning.
Dear, oh dear.
No, but how many minutes did you say it took you to write that track? Is it A, 5, B, 10, or C, 20?
10, B, 10, final answer. Took me 10 minutes.
Yes, it took me 10 minutes.
It did actually take me 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
No wonder it never got to number one if I was giving you the world exclusive on it.
Question number 3. Noel Gallagher, you told us a lot about your likes and dislikes in the world at that time, but which person did you say that you love? Was it David Beckham, Cristiano Ronaldo, or Paris Hilton?
David Beckham. I love David Beckham.
There you go. Doing well so far for someone who can't remember being here last time.
In the same discussion about your likes and dislikes from the world of popular culture, what did you that you miss?
Brilliant. Well, did he write that?
What did you say
that you missed?
I don't look at me. I didn't write it. What did you say that you missed out the following? Wellard from EastEnders. Former Manchester City manager Brian Houghton. Or Top of the Pops?
Oh, easy. I mean, I would have said Jevon from Only Fools and Horses, but I'm going to say Top of the Pops.
I miss Top of the Pops.
This is very good. I'm liking this game.
Oh, this is Top of the Pops.
Moving on to people and places.
I sound like I've smoked a lot of cigarettes there.
I think you had.
Mm.
Which group of people did you describe as being not a race and instead just a collection of idiots? What group of people did you describe as being not a race and instead just
let's
a
just have a look
idiots?
At the album
we
sales.
Have
let's just have a look at the album sales here and see where it didn't really take off.
Is it A, the Welsh?
Oh.
Is it B, Scousers?
Oh.
Or is it C, the people of Yorkshire?
See, that's a tough one because really it could apply to all of them, really, couldn't it? But I'm going to say, as I've got Yorkshiremen in the room, I would have probably been trying to antagonise you by saying the Yonners, the Yorkshire lads.
Yorkshire people are not a race.
I'm right. You're a collective of idiots. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, it was a very funny interview.
I'm going to have to... Can somebody get me that? That sounds like the kind of thing
hilarious.
I'm going to play it.
You're a collective of idiots.
Do you know,
incidentally, we didn't play Yorkshire on this tour. I wonder why.
Question number six. Inquisitive as always, Noel, to find out what's going on in the hit parade, about which artist did you ask what happened to them? Is it A, Vanilla Rice, B, MC Hammer, or C, Chakademas and Pliers?
Oh, I reckon, because I'm quite obsessed with the name, Chakademas and Pliers.
What happened to MC Hammer? Oh! But it's nice to see you fessed up about your love of
Chakademas and Pliers.
Mm. Yes.
Pliers. What happened to Pliers?
He's gone solo.
What? As opposed to what happened to Chakademas?
Yeah.
What did happen to Chakademas?
Chakademas, I need a quick 5 minutes with you. What's up? I think I'm going solo. Oh, come on, man. What about Chakademas and Pliers? Nah, man. I'm just
on,
going on my own as Pliers. Oh, come on, man. Put the tickets up for the gig now.
Right, question number seven. I'm loving this. In the world of confectionery, which chocolate bar did you describe as what a snack, what a snack? Is it A, Whisper, B, Star Bar, or C, Kit Kat?
Oh, I don't think it'd be Kit Kat.
What a snack, what a snack.
That's right. No, you had to deliver it properly. What a snack, what a snack. Whisper, Star Bar or Kit Kat? This is from the drunk Noel Gallagher interview.
This is a difficult one. I'm going to go... See, I like them all. Star Bars are colossal. If anyone's listening there. I'm going to go for the Star Bar.
All right. Question seven, answer seven.
The Star Bar, what a snack. What a snack.
Did all that go out live?
Yeah. Brilliant.
You never said one, you never swore, you weren't, but your mind was just racing. Yes, okay, there's a question coming. Question number eight. On the subject of Mark Ronson.
No, I must apologise. I've never met Mark.
Apologise in a minute.
Right, okay.
On the subject of Mark Ronson, did you say, both Liam and myself are big fans of his work? I love what he did with his reworking of Valerie by the Zootons. Oh. Or C,
he did murder it though.
He wants to write his own tunes rather than ruining everyone else's.
I'm going to say
It probably could have been two, but it was probably three. Well, in fact, I know it was three.
He wants to write his own tunes instead of ruining everybody else's.
There you go.
I know, I didn't, I can't, oh, yeah. Well, anyway, listen, if you're listening, Mark Ronson, which you're probably not, you're probably DJing somewhere. I didn't mean any of that. I was very drunk.
I'll pass that on for you. Question number nine. When you were last on here, you were talking passionately about the album Dig Out Your Soul. But how did you describe it exactly? Did you say, of all the albums we've made, this is the one I'm most proud of? Or did he say, of all the albums we've made, this is without doubt the best? Or did he say, of all the albums we've made, this is the most recent?
I'm going to go for C.
Of all the albums we've made, this is the most recent.
And then finally, here's the last question.
I've only got one wrong, haven't I?
Yeah, you've done very well.
Yeah.
But we've also learnt a lot.
Yeah. Do I get a cake for this? Do I get a cake for this?
Yeah. Do you know what? I think it's probably still it. Your last should probably put it in the freezer a year ago.
You could go and have some of Dave's.
Yeah.
Finally, Noel Gallagher, what did you describe as the funniest thing in the world?
You don't even have to give me this, because I tell you what, the funniest thing in the world is a dog in a hat, in a car, with sunglasses on. That is the funniest thing in the world.
You said?
Is there anything funnier, right, than a dog going down the high street with his face out the... You know, like when you see dogs in the passenger seat, right, and someone's wound down the window, and the dogs have got the face out the window, and it's like, whoa, I can't believe I'm going 43 miles an hour, and they've got the tongue out. The second funniest thing, dogs in hats. Is there anything funnier than a dog in a hat? I'll put this out. Is there anything funnier than a dog in sunglasses?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Nothing.
That's what we did. We did that for an hour.
Dog in a hat in sunglasses. Mm.
Oh,
you know,
man.
They should have that at Glastonbury. That's a seminal Glastonbury moment.
That was the Noel Gallagher memory game with Noel Gallagher, written by Comedy Dave. Copyright, Dave Vitti Management, 2009. Right, we better let you go. So, tonight...
Yes.
I'm so looking forward to tonight.
It's going
to
be great.
You once said in an interview... something like, and I think we've even talked about this before, you went, the only bad thing about being in Oasis is you'll never get to go see Oasis play.
Yeah.
Right? But there is that thing where, as for us, obviously you get a kick out of it going on stage and getting to the gig and everything like that, but, like, it'll be buzzing. Even sitting stuck in traffic on the way there, it'll be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to
it. Well, I think for me, that because we're kind of isolated on stage from each other, you know what I mean? I think to stand in a crowd of 60,000 and sing at the top of your voice, whether it be my band or anybody else's, must be amazing. I mean, I remember when I was a kid and going to see the Smiths, well, they didn't have any sing-alongs and the Stone Roses, you know what I mean? But I'm kind of envious of that. But like I say to people, it's like you get to see five blokes working, we get to see 60,000 people on a night out. So I add the spectacle of what we see is
as good as that. Do you do...
Listen, we'll all get to listen to four or five people attempting to do a job tomorrow morning.
Yeah, this is it.
When all the team come in drunk.
I want to make sure they're spiking all your drinks tonight.
Oh, I think somebody spiked my wine with alcohol.
I'm just hoping I don't fall asleep on the train again and end up in Birmingham.
Yeah. Hello, Glasgow.
Or Aylesbury, as I did last
night. Do you do Half a World Away tonight? Yes.
Yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do.
I love that. Dedicate that to me. Thanks.
Okay, then. So I'll give you a shout out.
Did you do Master Plan?
Yes.
That's Rachel.
This is for the Yorkshire collective of idiots.
No, they're
not a race.
Whoa. I remember, do you know what? Last time I went to see you, I remember at the Roundhouse for the BBC Electric Promos, we're sat right on the balcony in the front row. And you went, just spotted out 007 because Daniel Craig was in the crowd, and everybody turned around and went, and Daniel looked suitably embarrassed. At which point, I slowly kind of moved back to the back. And go, I'll just sit down now. You give it all.
Did you notice the look on Russell Brand's face though? He was sat two seats away from him. Russell immediately went, my God, Daniel Craig's there. James Bond. I could be the next James Bond baddie. And he was hassling him all night, going, Daniel. Daniel, you ever thought of a slightly effeminate James Bond baddie? You know it'd work. Daniel, I was like, move before I punch you in the nose.
I was very pleased we had better seats than him, which is now, I refer to Daniel as 00 crap seats if I ever speak to him. I'm going to enjoy it tonight. You enjoy it tonight.
I'm going to. It's going to be great.
Give our love to all the band.
I will do.
All of them.
Even the hairy keyboard player.
Even him.
Even George Harrison.
And little Chris.
Little Chris, who was probably one of the greatest drummers in the world.
He is. Can I just say before I go, I've got to say it before I go, but I'm off for a big pot of Yorkshire tea.
Yeah!
Very much. With me breakfast.
It's on the rider.
It is on the rider.
You were just saying, if you turn up in South America or somewhere...
It's got to be there.
It's there.
It's got to be there.
I'm afraid it's...
It's got to be there with the oiled midget. Oh, there's no gig.
It's not.
By the way, that's a hell of a herbal tea. If you've never drunk oiled midget, it is brilliant herbal
tea. Can't
do
anything without the
very
oiled
nice.
Midget.
Is that a clue to get out and finish the show?
It's 10 o'clock.
All right.
Thank you very much, Noel.
Noel Gallagher, ladies and gentlemen.